Starting after the Paradise Fire of 2018, many with a memory started noticing things that didn't seem normal. And the media told us, climate change. With over 40 years of experience, forensic arborist Robert Brahm has been investigating the damage from these suspicious fires since Paradise. Based on his evidence, these fires are being caused by some sort of directed energy weapon. As many of us suspected, the trees in these recent forest fires are not burning as they should be.
This is common for a horrific firestorm. This is what's left. They all look like this. There's nothing left. The twigs, the needles, the branches, even the trees will burn down, sometimes to a low stump or even a hole in the ground. Not like this one. This was the big Coffee Park fire in Santa Rosa, where 4,700 homes were turned to white ash. And look at the trees. Why aren't they missing along with the houses? Many of these are pine family relatives. Eucalyptus against that road there, or whatever that is, against the road. Those are eucalyptus back there, the round ones. Those are so flammable, a cigarette lighter in your hand can light those on fire. A green leaf, light them right on fire. The forest is primarily valley oak, blue oak, and California bay, which is a very combustible leaf. I can light them on fire again with a cigarette lighter. They didn't burn. There's a bay tree right there. The bottoms will always be burned right at ground level. No reason for that. Grass couldn't do that. A lot of flames to do that. No, they're being cooked right where they're at. This was an entire bay forest, and I couldn't find one leaf burned. And somehow the leaves turned black. You notice the bottoms of these little suckers here. They're black. Almost every tree here is a bay. They didn't burn, but the ground did. It's only a grass fire here. You can tell this was just grass, and it might have even been kept up. I don't see one burned tree. There's ponderosa pine, black oak, white oak. Well, there's a deodar cedar to the left there a little bit. That's pine family from the Himalayas. And a digger pine on the left, the big multi-branched one. Nothing wanted to burn that day, just the house. Ponderosa pine forest. Little short ones and everything. Where the flames are in the needles, they refuse to ignite. Here's your eucalyptus. It's down in the flames, refuse to burn. Upper foothill or lower pine belt here. Very flammable areas. And no, they're not burning. And look in the background. Chunks of metal everywhere.
The physics of a natural fire does not explain the way aluminum and glass have been melting.
The two fire captains told me in their combined 60 years, they've never, ever seen a window melt out. Incidentally, every fire I've been to, all these 120 trips, not one window has been intact. Every single one has melted out. No exceptions. There's your aluminum. What's melting it this far away? Well, what's keeping it flowing? These things will flow 20 or 30 feet from a car when there's nothing on the ground to keep them melting. That's a high temperature, but they keep flowing right across the dirt.
The fires are breaking out in the metallic materials.
Here's a fence line. They all look like this. Burn at the nails, burn at the ground. The only place they burn is at the ground and wherever the metals were. What fire does that? A normal fire would burn the post from the bottom up, not skip spots. No, they favor the metals, of course. This is a tall post, perhaps 5 or 6 feet high, and way up high, eye level, just the nail area burned. Here's this board. What really burned? The nails on that board. This little guardrail is a park guardrail, and actually it's all wood. There's no metal here. The cross member, the long ones, and the post are all wood. And each one was burned like this, where the screws were.
And trees are burning from the inside out.
Many trees are cooking from the inside out. They're burned on the inside, and there's no hole to get a flame in there. This thing was about 4 feet in diameter in a spring, burned from the inside out, and not one leaf burned. When you look at the cuts, this is very important. These are 90% dead. They should not have that heartwood. The dark, dark area is the heartwood. It shows me these things were cooked from the inside out.
There are many anomalies to be found in these fires.
And here's a soil bag. It has still had soil in it. That was there. The tennis shoe was there. And you see the black. There's black everywhere. A cushion for your chair. I see this chainsaw in the back of this pickup truck. The window melted out at 2,500 degrees. All the tires burned completely, leaving the slinky-like steel belts. That plastic should be gone completely, down to the metals. Didn't happen.
There's so much white ash in some of these photos. It looks like the heat would have been really intense. However, it didn't reach very far.
Why is that? Why is everything reduced to white ash versus...
Well, I'm going to have to say it's because of the extreme heat. It's a different kind of flame. To me, these are microwave-based flames.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.